This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I am coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on this program since October 2010, as well as links to their website. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Woodrow C. Monty. His website is WowScienceSleeps.com. He has written an absolutely fabulous, fabulous book, and I hope that that people will read his book, buy his book, read it. Welcome to the program, Dr. Monty.
Well, it's a real pleasure.
Okay, you cut out. I don't know whether it's my audio or yours. Are you there? Is Dr. Monty with us? Okay, so maybe we can get him called back. Okay, anyway, let me tell you about his book. It is absolutely incredible. It is entitled, While Science Sleep, A Sweetener Kills. And it is wonderful, wonderful book. Do we have him back? Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Our guest yesterday mentioned you, and so anyway, it's wonderful to have you on the program. I have your book. It's it is available as a Kindle, and as I mentioned, the title of the book is While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. And wonderful, wonderful book. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this field of study, how you happened to target aspartame. Okay, apparently we're having some sort of electronic harassment. I'm not sure what to do here, but we will try to get him back again. Meanwhile, let me just talk to you about something that has occurred just in the last little while. I don't know whether many of our listeners probably are familiar with the Natural News. Okay, we've got him back. All righty, Dr. Monty, are you there? He's okay. I don't hear him. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. Must be electronic harassment. But anyway, he is a board-certified He's board certified, and he is incredible. His book came out, While Science Sleeps, in 2011, A Sweetener That Kills, and he said that something very wrong is going on, something that is killing good people and causing untold suffering to families and communities around the world. Never has such a high percentage of us been afflicted with so many tragic and wasting illnesses. In the past 30 years, a group of diseases has reached epidemic proportions in the United States and many other countries. These afflictions, often collectively referred to as diseases of civilization, DOC, include multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, breast cancer, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, melanoma, autism, a once very rare birth defect. Because the incidence of these diseases has increased gradually over three decades, we are inclined to accept this as a natural, if unfortunate, part of modern life. But such a lethal trend is not natural. The changes that we have witnessed over the last generation are unprecedented in the history of medical science. Dr. Monty, are you with us? Nope, we still don't have him on. Okay. All righty. Something very interesting has occurred, and I don't know, probably a lot of you get natural news, but we hear about these chemical weapons that have been that Syria is supposed to be using. Well, as it turns out, it happens to be sodium fluoride. Now, I mentioned on the program, I believe it was last week, that here we have fluoride, we have aspartame, we have all of these horrible chemicals that the government is imposing on our food and drink, and I said, isn't that weapons of mass destruction or something like that? But it turns out, according to Mike Adams, he looked at several newspapers and whatnot about all these countries sending these chemical weapons to Syria, and it turns out that it's sodium fluoride, and that is the exact same composition that is dumped into the municipal water supplies across the United States under water fluoridation schemes. Okay, is he ready?
Yeah, I can hear her. I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad you're back. I hope that we can keep you. Alrighty. Your book is fabulous. It's just amazing. Could you tell us how you happened to become attracted to this issue about aspartame? What drew your attention to it? Was it immediate?
Years ago. It wasn't. I sort of talk about it in the book a little bit, but basically it was early on. It was when they were deciding that they wanted to get permission to put aspartame into carbonated beverages.
Right.
And when you do that, you start increasing dramatically the usage of the product. They had originally approved it only for powdered drinks and things like Crystal Light, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But then when they decided to go into carbonated beverages, I mean, this was going to be a huge increase in the consumption of this product. And because of the methyl alcohol in it, and how dangerous methyl alcohol is, and it's a poison. It's specifically a poison to humans, and you can't even test it on animals because they metabolize it differently. And so that's when I started getting involved in it. So that was 30 years ago.
Oh, and they cannot test it on animals. I was not aware of that. So
they do test it on animals. Especially in products like aspartame, but always it turns out fine because methyl alcohol is food for animals.
Oh.
Okay, whereas poison, it's a poison for humans because in animals, it's really interesting. I don't know how scientifically inclined your audience is, but basically, I can go through it real quickly. Basically, methanol will naturally metabolize. The first thing it metabolizes into is formaldehyde. And then it can be metabolized further to
Okay, did we lose the doctor again? I'm not hearing him. Manny, is he gone again?
I hear you. You don't hear me.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but it's, we're certainly having
NSA, some... The NSA.
Oh, I think we think alike here because I was thinking the same thing. We call it electronic harassment. We are going to a quick 3-minute break, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today in observing Aspartame Awareness Week. We are devoting the entire week, with the exception of Friday, to aspartame awareness. Our guest today is Dr. Woodrow C. Monty. He is the author of While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website is whilesciencesleeps.com. All righty. Please continue from where you left off. You were talking about some very important things that something that animals perceive this as something different than our bodies, and now all of a sudden we have all of these horrible illnesses.
You know, the basic strategy here is that methyl alcohol is differently metabolized in humans than it is in any other animal. And the neat thing about this, and this is really important, I mean, for years and years we've wondered, and even before aspartame came out, we've wondered why these diseases of civilization have plagued humans, and we can't, it's very difficult to do an animal model of many of these diseases so that we can study them. And so therefore, there are a number of diseases, including multiple sclerosis and autism and Alzheimer's, that we don't have a decent animal model for. And so, you know, what scientists should have been looking for all these years is a chemical that we can occasionally find in food, you know, that has gone up as the industry has changed, as the food industry has changed, and that is differently metabolized in animals than humans. And so this chemical, just I believe, happens to be methyl alcohol, which is it's the smallest alcohol. It's very small. It's just one carbon. Okay, so in animals have peroxisomes, which we also have peroxisomes, but inside the animal peroxisome, there's a complete set of enzymes that can take methanol all the way through to carbon dioxide and water vapor. So the methanol goes into this little structure, which is made. It's like a bomb unit, something that the body produces that can take toxic chemicals and make them safer. And so that's what it does with methanol. It turns it into carbon dioxide and water. Humans, unfortunately, we have peroxisomes. We have about 200 of them in each of our cells, but they don't have the ability to take in methyl alcohol. And so what happens is, and this is the fascinating part of it, and that is that there's only one enzyme left in the body that can convert, that can metabolize methyl alcohol in humans, and it can only take it to formaldehyde. Okay, and this is the key thing, and it's not in every single one of our cells either. It's only in certain cells in certain parts of the body, particularly the brain, and not even the brain itself, but in the lining of the vessels of the brain. And so this is what fascinated me, and this is what the book's all about. It's that I believe that this methanol is the cause of a handful of diseases that have plagued the humans since we've become really civilized, and we've changed the methods that we use to process our foods. And what brought this to a head was the major source, besides cigarette smoking, which is a source of methyl alcohol, aspartame is the major food source of methyl alcohol now for humans in the world. And those cultures which accept aspartame and use it in their food products have seen a tremendous increase in all of these diseases over the 30-some-odd years that aspartame has been allowed in foods. And so this is the fascinating thing. It's an exciting thing. It's something I hope that other of my colleagues throughout the world take an interest in, because this is truly, truly exciting. It's a way where we can find the cause of these really important and significant diseases. The most important and significant one is Alzheimer's disease.
Right, and autism. You would combine that with autism also, because it seems like it's affecting children right up to, you know, older people.
Each disease is a different cause for each of the diseases.
Okay.
What I do in the book is I take the biochemistry of each of these diseases to the very beginning, its very basics, and show how that can happen. And then I introduce graphs that I got the information for these graphs from the Center for Disease Control, you know, the increase in these diseases over the time that aspartame has been in the food supply. And because aspartame was first approved for powdered drinks, and then approved for carbonated beverages, there's a tremendous increase there. And that, to epidemiologists, this is extremely important, because we're feeding a small amount of a poison into a population, and then all of a sudden, over a period of just 1 year, we increase that consumption tenfold. And so that really helps us because we can take a look at the curves then of the disease, you know, production in the society and see exactly what's going on. Each one's different in some ways, but identical in others. I mean, basically what methanol does by turning into formaldehyde is it activates the immune system in a very dramatic way.
It activates it.
What it does, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. So what it does is when you have methanol inside of a cell and methanol attaches to one of your proteins, that protein becomes identified by your white blood cells as a foreign material. And the white blood cells eat and destroy that particular material. In the case of multiple sclerosis, that's myelin basic protein, which is being destroyed. So, you know, when a scientist looks through a microscope and looks at tissue from a person that's died for some reason or other from MS, let's say, they see a bunch of macrophages or white blood cells eating away at the person's myelin tissue. And they can't figure out why. Why would that happen? And what I'm saying, the reason for it is that the formaldehyde has attached to that protein and called in. It's like a laser targeting. It calls in the macrophages to destroy it. And it's such a small target. It's such a small, in other words, the little formaldehyde molecule is so small we can't even identify it. But the macrophage knows it's there. And so that's a fascinating thing. And the same basics happens with all the diseases that I talk about. It's a little bit different in Alzheimer's. But again, I mean, it's best, I mean, I could describe it in detail, but I go into great detail in the book to help
right.
people.
Now, you've done an abstract of the book, and you talk about that up until 200 years ago, that methanol was an extremely rare component of the human diet. And then you talk about the invention of canning in the 1800s. Where they have methanol, which is in greater abundance in canned and bottled fruits and vegetables over, you know, fresh. So this is something that has just increased since the invention of canning, but it has increased to such an abundance. Now, I think there's like, what, 14,000 foods that have aspartame in them?
Well, I think 6,000.
Okay. Well, 6,000, that's still a lot.
Even for
people who don't drink diet drinks, who knows what else they're consuming that does have aspartame in it, because the diseases are so diverse. I mean, people that don't drink diet sodas have some of these diseases. True?
Exactly. And that's why I say that we don't look at aspartame itself. We're looking at methanol.
Okay.
Methanol, we find methanol in other places, too.
Okay. We are going to break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break in 4 minutes.
Thank you, Diane.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Woodrow C. Monte. He is the author of While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website is whilescienceSleeps.com. You may purchase his book at Amazon. You can get it as a Kindle or hardcover copy. And it's very, very, very comprehensive and certainly worth reading. Absolutely worth reading. There's so much to it. It's just a very compelling book. Extremely compelling, and just looking at the table of contents is just amazing. It would answer any question you have about aspartame, plus so many other things. It isn't just about aspartame. It talks about the diseases. It talks about the methanol and how that turns into disease. That's in chapter 5. It talks about formaldehyde in chapter 4. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing book. Okay.
Well, thanks for that.
Okay,
yeah, well,
this is a good book. It's a wonderful book.
Thank you. And I'll tell you, the good thing about the website is the website has on it all the references that I used to write the book. There's over almost 800 references. They're there on the website, and you can actually read those references, and they're my copies of the references, so they're underlined and all that. So you can see what I see, and I want people to understand the science of this, because it's more than just saying no to aspartame. You know, it's a way for people to stay away from these diseases, especially, of course, I'm really concerned about Alzheimer's, and people are my age should be concerned about it. And I think that Alzheimer's is caused by methyl alcohol. More and more evidence seems to indicate that it's formaldehyde that causes the production of these tangles in the brain. And the only way to get formaldehyde inside the brain is by consuming methyl alcohol. You know, even by breathing formaldehyde. I mean, formaldehyde itself, it just can't make it into the brain. It's too reactive. But another thing you find on the website, too, is a free one of the chapters, chapter 12, the one on autism, which I think is the most important one for women who are thinking about being pregnant or are pregnant. I want them to stay away from aspartame. I want them to stay away from Diet Coke. I want them to stay away from any diet product. And the whole chapter, and it's not, you don't have to read it. There's an actress, a woman with a beautiful voice, is going to read it to you. You go there, and in an hour and a half, she'll read you that chapter. And you can listen to it and get the information from it, and that's free of charge. I want people to tell their grandkids to stay away from diet soda, and this is a way they can just say, hey, go to this website and hit the button, and you can hear the entire chapter on why I think that aspartame has been the cause of this terrible epidemic of autism that has started basically 9 months after aspartame was allowed into carbonated beverages.
Okay. That's important. I mean, that's a definite cause and effect, and I don't know how in the world the FDA could possibly continue to approve this dangerous, toxic product. It is just amazing to me. And that other scientists, of course, it's because of the skewed tests that they accept from the industry, correct?
Well, it's horrifying. I don't know what the hell is in the minds of the Food and Drug Administration, but it's a group. Now, there are some groups in the Food and Drug Administration that are still good people, but most of them, and particularly the group that's involved with this aspartame issue, they are, you know, they're hooked into the industry somehow. There's something very wrong going on there because we have a tremendous amount of evidence. Just a few years ago, they released a memo that showed conclusively that aspartame fed to rabbits in two studies done by Searle themselves and an outside laboratory produced brain teratogenicity, brain birth defects in rabbits. And rabbits are extremely resistant to methanol poisoning. And they hid that. They hid that for, you know, close to 30 years. They hid it. I've got that memo in the book, and people can see that. I mean, it's a memo between the two FDA officials, and it should have been made available to me in 1983 when I went through the docket file, but they hid it from me. If I would have had that information, aspartame would be off the market by now. There'd be no doubt about it, because a woman came into my office with a child that had a birth defect, that died from a birth defect of her brain, that was produced in these rabbits that were in the study of G.D. Searle. So aspartame did that, and they hit it, and they've hit it all along. And they hit it not only with our, you know, under their own recognizance, but they hit it in collusion with the Food and Drug Administration. So how on earth do you allow a food additive in the marketplace that has been shown to cause brain birth defects in insensitive animals? How do you allow that to happen? And how and why would you hide that information from the public and, from more importantly, from the scientists like myself who are working in that area, unless you've got something else to hide?
Exactly. Now, your website has so much information on it. The audiobook that you talked about, Chapter 12, talks about the Collins memo, and that was just heartbreaking to listen to that. You also have the Monty diet, which you tell us what to avoid. And this is very important that people look at this. And there are some things on this diet that you would not think of, like tomato sauce.
Well, I mean, this is interesting. I mean, and this is where I have trouble with people, because they think, oh, gee, here's the story. the most important thing to do. I mean, I have to talk about every single source of it all, because there are some people in this world that are extremely sensitive to methanol. And these are people who have multiple sclerosis. They're the most sensitive. I mean, the only cause of multiple sclerosis that's accepted in the scientific community, they've been babbling about the causes of multiple sclerosis for 100 years, and it's cigarette smoking that they say they finally have agreed to get. Cigarette smoking will lead to multiple sclerosis. They don't know why. Well, I know why, because cigarette smoke contains methyl alcohol, and that's what's causing it. And so these people have to stay away from all sources of methyl alcohol, and when they do, the multiple sclerosis stops, and they can start healing if there's hope for them to heal. So I had to list everything. The most important thing for the people who are listening to me to stay away from are the two major sources of methanol, and that is cigarette smoke, which everybody knows they should stay away from if they want to be healthy, and aspartame, because those are the major sources. These minor sources, I had to deal with those because of the people with MS, and I have to deal with those for the history of this. Why did multiple sclerosis, why did some of these diseases why did we not see them until, some of them until the middle of 1800s, 1848 or 1850? Why did they appear then? Well, it's because those are the people, again, that are extremely sensitive to methanol, and that's about 40 years after canning was invented in, 1807. And so then they started seeing these diseases appearing for the first time. Autism, interestingly enough, appeared for the first time in medical literature in about 1942, 43. Okay, and what this coincides with is when a huge number of women started smoking. The war was going on. Women went into, they got out of the kitchen, they got out of the household, they went into the industry. Their husbands were being given packages of cigarettes, 3 and 4 cigarettes, with each of their meals, and they started smoking. Women started smoking, and that's when we started seeing the first case ever, that at least in the medical literature, of this disease called autism. And it was rare, extremely rare, but we saw it. That's when it first started being there, and then it kept the same level for many years, about the same level associated with women smoking. It actually started going down before aspartame was introduced, because about that time is when women, when everybody decided, hey, smoking's not worth it, and people started giving up smoking. And so the autism level started just creeping down. Then all of a sudden we put aspartame into carbonated beverages, and it was an explosion. And the explosion goes on today. The numbers get higher, because the amount of aspartame every day increases that we consume in the United States, because right now it's cheaper than sugar. And these unscrupulous companies are using it as much as they can, because it's cheaper than sugar. Let's substitute it for sugar, and let's pretend we're doing people a favor. Let's pretend we're doing a healthful thing.
Isn't that how they often trick us to tell us, oh, we're doing this for your benefit? All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back. Thank you so much. We will be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Woodrow C. Monte. He is the author of While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website is wildsciencesleeps.com. You may download his book as a Kindle. You can download the program, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous book. It is available at Amazon, and it's relatively inexpensive. You should tell all of your friends and family about this. I think this is probably one of the most pervasive, insidious, toxic things that is going on in America today.
I agree.
It is so pervasive. Unbelievable. And of course, they're trying to put it in milk and other dairy products, which is so senseless. Absolutely
well,
no reason.
Diane, that's a misconception to a certain extent. They already put it in yogurt. I mean, it's in yogurt. You know, if you're a pregnant woman and you do not consume any of these light yogurts, they have aspartame in it. What they're trying to do now, the Dairy Association of the United States, which is a bunch of idiots anyway, they are trying to have the authority to put aspartame, keep aspartame in, but take it off of the label so nobody knows that it's in there. That's what they're looking for now. And they appealed to the Food and Drug Administration a few months ago to do that. And I put in three objections, and the Food and Drug Administration says, so far, officially, not accepted any of my objections, which is unbelievable.
How could they not accept your objections? You are a scientist. You are a doctor. You have evaluated this.
I'm a university professor at a major research university. No. They are somehow... Well, they can do anything they want to do. They really have no supervision there. There's no adult supervision of the Food and Drug Administration.
Exactly.
Safety authority, there isn't. I mean, it's just they do what they want to do, and the scoundrels that are in control of it are dangerous people. It shouldn't happen, especially in, we've got the Democrats in charge of the government now. You would think they would have more interest in the safety of people, but they, it's not the case, obviously.
Certainly. Well, it's all a pretense. And, of course, just before the break, we were talking about how they pretend that they're helping people, that they are trying to help us to benefit our health, when, in fact, they are actually trying to kill us and to give us a lot of diseases. They must certainly be in bed with the medical profession.
Well, I don't think they're trying to kill us. I think they're just trying to make money. They're making a great deal of money with aspartame. It's cheaper than sugar. You know, in New Zealand, for instance, which I'm a New Zealand citizen, basically in New Zealand, what they tried to do, and they're still trying to do it, because every time, you can try and try again, every time the government changes, but they wanted to make it such that when a person went to a Colonel Sanders or to any food establishment and asked for a Coca-Cola, they would automatically hand them a diet soda, the diet version. They'd have to ask specifically to get the normal version. And the reason for this, supposedly, well, because people were getting too many heavy people in New Zealand, which is marginally correct. But still, that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to make more money. They're always trying to make that profit. In the school system, they put into the, this is one thing that the present government did that was good in New Zealand, but the previous government had approved that in the food lunch program, the school lunch program, which they call the Tucker program, that they would take out all the carbonated sweetened sugar-sweetened sodas, and they would replace them with diet soda and not let the kids have access to the regular soda. Now, this is ridiculous, but it went through. But when the new government got in, they canceled that. So that was a good thing. But you've got to be vigilant all the time, because these people see the dollar sign, they don't see health, and they know better. They know better. These people in Coca-Cola know better. They know the truth. And someday it's going to come and bite them in the rear end, I believe.
What about class action suits against some of these companies that simply refuse to consider them the health of the country?
Well, that'll never happen because, number one, this stuff's been around long enough with the statute of limitations is going on. I think we could get a class action suit. I think we could get a class action suit with autism. But first you got to convince the people that have kids with autism and the associations, the autism organizations, that this is the problem. And so it's a hard thing to do, because if I'm right about this, then it's a birth defect. And if it's caused by a poison in the food supply, they don't like the fact that doesn't sound like there's much hope then for the kids with autism. And that's unfortunately the case, but no, it hasn't been accepted yet. I mean, this hasn't been accepted yet, even though I give a strong case for it. It's my fault, I guess. I just have not figured out a way to get this information out to everybody who needs it. And that's why the shows like yours, Deanna, are really helpful. So I really appreciate you asking me on and helping to spread the word out. Like I said, that chapter is free on my website, and you can have anybody, any friend, any grandkids or anything that are going to want to do a pregnancy in the future, just warn them and tell them there's good information on that website that they can listen to free of charge.
Right, and it's so important. Now, Dr. Ralph Walton was on the program yesterday, and he talked about a survey that he is doing and that he's working with you on about anybody who has had a child in 1983 or afterwards, who would like to, who would be willing to fill out some sort of survey so that you could chart this better, to have a more scientific, data about, birth defects.
That's great. That is, I mean, I know he's majorly involved with that, and I'm definitely helping with it. And that would be, that would help us a great deal of people, you know, look back. What did they consume when they were pregnant? Did they consume some of this white yogurt? That seems to be a real big problem. They consume diet soda. A lot of women will consume diet soda when they're pregnant. Just want to try to keep the weight from getting too high. And there's so many products. Did you chew gum? Any gum has aspartame in it. Not just sugar-free gums. Every gum in the United States has aspartame in it, and it's on the label if you look close enough. There's just maybe one or two gums that advertisers noticed on Amazon that brag about not having aspartame, but they're the only ones, and they're not heavily consumed. So the Wrigley gums, all the Wrigley gums have aspartame in it.
Wow, and there's just no reason for them to use aspartame, except for price.
No, there is. Financially, it saves them on sugar, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It costs less than sugar and makes the sweetness in the gum last longer. So there you go. They're just looking at the almighty dollar again, you know?
How insidious.
I mean, well, the problem is, it's the Food and Drug Administration. We have to get to the Food and Drug Administration. We have to clean out the food safety group completely. Get rid of them. Let's go back to industry, which is where they all came from, pretty much. Get them the hell out of there and put people in there that have a concern for human health and not are not interested in helping their friends in the food industry. Once we do that, the Food and Drug Administration will good people in and will get the stuff off the market. It has to be gotten off the market immediately. And there's nothing good about it. Even people who are trying to lose weight, they've discovered that it makes people gain weight. It makes it, it tricks your body and makes you hungrier.
Right.
So that's the tragedy of it. It's lousy from top to bottom. There's nothing good about it. It's made by a company in Japan. Most of it's made by a company in Japan called Ajinomoto. And Ajinomoto is the manufacturer of MSG, and they're ruthless with regard to the safety issues relative to MSG and aspartame, and they're not a good company. They're evil people.
Indeed. And it's unfortunate that the FDA is, they are not elected officials. They are appointed officials, and so the president and the Congress can appoint anybody that they want. And of course, Congress is in bed with this whole program because they are accommodating industry. So it's just a vicious circle, it seems. Alrighty,
a lot of money.
I'm sorry. We are going to the top of the hour break. We will be right back at actually 6 minutes after the hour with our wonderful guest today, so stay tuned.